Even thousands of years ago, philosophers like Plato, Aristotle, and Socrates understood the tremendous influence music has on its listeners. Aristotle recognized that music can even shape people's character, warning, if one listens to the wrong kind of music, he will become the wrong kind of person. 18th century Scottish writer and politician Andrew Fletcher echoed this sentiment when he said, "Let me make the songs of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." It's foolish to deny the power of music and musicians, or to deny that songs and music videos are often very persuasive pieces of propaganda. Musicians often affect fashion, starting new trends, and even creating new words and catchphrases. I'm sure you're familiar with bling, for shizzle, getting jiggy with it, and other idiotic terms coined by mainstream musicians that millions of mentally enslaved morons incorporated into their vocabulary, some of which were added to the dictionary they became so popular. Many listeners clearly copied the dress and style of their favorite musicians, and some songs are admittedly designed to bring attention to various social causes. Declassified documents show that the FBI wanted to dig up dirt or frame John Lennon and deport him from the United States because his anti-war activities in the 1960s were undermining the government's pro-war propaganda regarding Vietnam. That's the power of music. It's not uncommon that concerts are held to raise money for various charities or causes, so if songs can be used to support anti-war movements or encourage people to act in a positive way, why is it that so many people scoff at claims that music can be equally influential in negative ways and promote socially destructive behaviors as well? It's undeniable that music can bring people joy or inspire them to help others, so why is it that so many people deny that it can do the exact opposite? The truth is, most artists, record labels, and studios know the power their music holds, good or bad, but will never betray the secret of their success. It should be clear to anyone with common sense that music can motivate or guide people's thought patterns and act as a catalyst for behaviors and actions, and it would be foolish to think that certain power-hungry people in corporations, governments, or even shadowy groups wouldn't want to harness this power for their own goals, using music and celebrities as pawns in their propaganda game. And while many people think it's an internet conspiracy theory that any government agency has any interest in controlling entertainment, declassified documents prove that the U.S. government had implemented a special program in Cuba where popular Cuban hip-hop artists were recruited by the CIA, which co-opted the rappers and used them to encourage their fans to rise up and overthrow their communist president, Raul Castro. The documents reveal that U.S. intelligence agency contractors spent millions of dollars through a front company called Creative Associates International, which worked to undermine Cuba's communist government. A year before these revelations, Jay-Z and Beyoncé made headlines for a controversial vacation to Cuba when there was a travel embargo preventing Americans from visiting the country unless they had special government approval. It was then revealed that someone in the U.S. government quietly granted them this approval, which is usually only given to people who were on official U.S. government business. This led some to believe that Jay-Z's visit was part of the plan to influence Cuba's music industry by introducing him to some of the artists who were assets of this covert propaganda program in order to boost their credibility. And if you think that the CIA working covertly to influence music is shocking, then wait until you learn about Operation Mockingbird, which was uncovered in 1975 by a Senate committee which found the Central Intelligence Agency was secretly paying the editors, reporters, and TV anchors at the major media outlets over $1 billion a year in today's dollars to act as propagandists and gatekeepers for the government and the establishment. The Church Committee's report admitted that the CIA maintained a network of several hundred people in the news business to not only gather intelligence for the CIA, but also use their positions to influence public opinion by publishing propaganda in the newspapers and on television stations they work at. In George Orwell's novel 1984, the Ministry of Truth was the department of the government that provided citizens with all of their newspapers, films, textbooks, TV shows, and novels. And this department's purpose was to keep the population distracted with their endless propaganda campaign and out of the government's way so party officials could maintain their power. And that's basically Operation Mockingbird's goal, which is why the deep state and their Mockingbird media assets all repeat the same fake news, lying about Hunter Biden's laptop being Russian disinformation when they all knew that it was real. But they're far more sinister than that. They've been systematically trying to normalize gender bending, child drag queens, fanning the flames of anti-whiteism, and tearing apart the basic fabric of society. The fact is that most pop culture icons are just puppets held up as idols that are worshipped as modern-day gods by millions of mentally enslaved morons. If you simply listened to the lyrics or looked at the content of their character, this would be as clear as day. It's not some big secret, but the liberal media industrial complex entices people to give them not just their attention and their money, but ultimately their soul. Only a complete moron would think that there aren't well-funded and organized special interest groups working behind the scenes to influence the entertainment industry today. But even those who expect such manipulation are often surprised to learn the extent to which it happens. And most people have no idea that social impact agencies exist and that lobbying in Hollywood is almost as popular as lobbying in Washington, D.C. In case you haven't heard, there are dozens of agencies in Hollywood that organizations pay to lobby writers, producers, and others in positions of power in the entertainment industry to persuade them to use TV shows, movies, and music as vehicles to deliver their covert propaganda to the masses. When people really take a step back and look behind the curtain to see how the mechanisms of power in the industry really work, they often realize, as the saying goes, the conspiracy theorists were right. Assuming that rap actually qualifies as music, it's undeniable that it's degraded the American culture, perhaps more than any other form of entertainment. Promoting violence, crime, doing drugs, abusing women, it's impossible to know how many seeds have been planted in the minds of the mentally enslaved who mindlessly mimic what they internalize from the lyrics. Just like the children in the classic Bobo doll experiments from the 1960s, it's undeniable that consuming representations of violence primes some people to be inclined to behave the same way. Media effects studies show that such content can function as a catalyst for priming aggressive or violent behaviors in people, and the effects vary dependent on how closely they identify with the character engaging in the violence, the consequences the character faces for such behavior, and the perceived justification for it. For those already prone to violence, media often reinforces their ideas. To say that it causes violence may be an inaccurate assumption, so media analysts use the word prime instead, meaning it primes some people to potentially act out similar behaviors. Like a case in Hawaii where a man shot and killed his landlord and then claimed that he was possessed by Jay-Z and said that he should be the one who goes to prison. In a certain sense, the man was possessed by Jay-Z since the rapper's murderous lyrics filled his head, and in his mind, he just did what he thought Jay-Z would have done. There's so much more to these stories that you should know, so order my book, Hollywood Propaganda, How TV, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture, and check it out!